Wet weather in the interior has slowed the progress of wildfires. State Information Officer Pete Buist says precipitation was localized, with Fairbanks area picking up a fair amount of rain.
Not every fire got the amount of rain that we did right around Fairbanks here. In some places we had between a quarter and a half an inch.
Buist reports good progress on the Hard Luck Creek fire, 25 miles northwest of Fairbanks fire front.
They actually have gone direct attack on some of the fire, and so they were able to build some direct line.
Buist says a dozer line aimed at protecting developed areas on the eastern edge of the fire is nearly complete. Fire managers are holding a meeting tonight to update the public on the Hard Luck Creek fire. The forecast is for rain to taper off in the region, and Buist says fire will likely rekindle fast.
In 2 days, maybe three, it could be back to the same conditions in terms of fuel moisture and fine fuel moisture, that sort of thing. It'll really be quick because it was so dry before.
The large wildfire complexes north and south of Fairbanks report some precipitation in the last day. Jim Schwarber, an information officer on the Rail Belt complex fires, says things were looking better today after significant rainfall.
Through last evening, we had almost half of an inch of rain recorded in Nenana and similar amounts around the Rail Belt complex. The result of that rain has been to dampen the fire activity to where there was almost no fire perimeter growth during the past day and a half. We had an expansion of about 164 acres, but it was a refreshing day not to have 30,000, 40,000 acres added.
Schwarber says smoke and fog that's grounded aircraft lifted today.
The visibility is several miles right now. It's hazy, but it certainly is no longer that choking smoke we've been eating for the past few days.
Schwarber says fire managers are concerned about forecast drying and warming, and that resources, including 600 firefighters, support aircraft and equipment, will be maintained. At the other big wildfire complex near Circle, Information Officer Brentwood Reed said there's been minimal rain on the Crazy Mountain fires. Reed says the shift to higher humidity has moderated the fire's intensity. Reed says that's allowed direct attack on the fire, but smoke and fog have grounded aircraft, limiting firefighters' mobility.